Hey, good afternoon, my friends. We are on day 22, which is entitled Not in Heaven. And the theme running throughout this chapter, it's a very, very important theme for our 40-day challenge. And that is Torah is attainable. It's not in the heavens. And that's actually a direct quote from the Torah, which I'll get to in a minute. But I began with a beautiful letter that the Rambam, the great Maimonides, wrote to one of his students who told him that you should not feel badly, that your Hebrew isn't so great and that you're not so learned, and that everybody who's desirous of studying even one verse or single law in the Torah is considered beloved. And it makes no difference whether you're studying it in Hebrew or in Arabic. That was the vernacular he was speaking about at the time. It only matters whether you do it with understanding. And he was really giving sort of license to one of his students to not beat himself up for not being as knowledgeable as he would like to have been. Of course, we should push ourselves to become more and more knowledgeable, but Judaism is supposed to be attainable. And although at times we might be intimidated by some of the complexity of the Torah's many laws and different philosophies, the Torah says, lo bashamayim hi, and that the Torah is not in the heavens, such that who's going to send the heaven and bring it back to us? It's not beyond the sea, the Torah continues to say. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 30, that who's going to go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we should hear it and do it. By the way, this is in this coming week's Parsha, Parsha Nitzavim. Rather, the matter is near to you. It's in your mouth and your heart that you may do it. Beficha ubil vavcha la'aso. So it's beficha, it's in your mouth, ubil vavcha, and it's in your heart to do it. Judaism was never supposed to be unreachable. It's not in the heavens. And even if it sometimes feels that way, it's beficha ubil vavcha la'aso. And I ask the question, what does it mean it's in your mouth and in your heart? After all, our mouth should really reflect what's in the heart, not vice versa. So the order seems to be wrong. It says it's in your mouth and in your heart. It really should say in your heart and in your mouth, that what comes out of our mouth should express what's in our heart. Remember that entry at least a week or a week and a half ago when we talked about being tocho kabaro, that the outside should reflect what's in the inside. We should live a life that's not deceptive in any way. We shouldn't misrepresent ourselves. We should act as we are. So why is the mouth first and then the heart? And I gave a story in the chapter from Rabbi Levine, the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, who would visit Jewish soldiers during the British Mandate before the state was created. And he would visit these soldiers that were in jail, and he would create a little makeshift synagogue inside the prison so they could pray together on Shabbat. And one of the more cynical prisoners, when Rabbi Levine came, he says, you know, you don't realize that these people, all these, you know, Jewish people are praying with you every Saturday. You know, he says, you know, they're just a bunch of fakes. They all put on the yarmulke a minute before you come. And as soon as you leave, they take out a cigarette and start and smoke on Shabbat. What are you wasting your time with these liars? And Rabbi Levine, who was a very beautiful lover of all Jews, he says, you know, I'm a very short man, so I can't see the top of their heads. I can't see what they're wearing, if they're wearing a yarmulke or not. All I can see, all I can get up to is to see what's in their hearts. And it's just a very sweet story because we don't really know what's going on in the hearts of other people. Sometimes we don't even understand what's going on within our own hearts. And that's why the Torah says mouth before heart, beficha ubilvavcha, because speech is within our power. What's going in our hearts, in our emotions, it's not always within our power. We can control, though, how we use our words. When we speak with our friends, with our loved ones, we can control how often we pray to God. And those inmates in jail, those Jewish inmates, may certainly have been inconsistent by praying with Rabbi Levine 1 second and later on when he left smoking, but they took the time to pray. And they covered at that time their heads with a yarmulke, and they said words of prayer to Hashem. And so when the Torah is telling us that the Torah itself is in your mouth and in your heart, it's really telling you and all of us to first make sure we do or we say the right thing, because that's the only thing we have control over, our actions and our words. And that's what we're going to be doing a lot of, and we started doing a lot of now as we get closer and closer through the 40-day challenge, is more and more praying. We just started Slichot last night. The Torah puts the mouth before the heart because we can influence the heart with our mouths, with our words, by what we say and how we pray. And while we can't always control what we're feeling, we can control our behavior. And as I've quoted on this chat before, Acharei ha'pulot nimshichu ha'levavot, as Sefer HaChinuch famously taught, after one's actions, follow one's heart. So let's focus at this time on doing and saying the right thing. And please God, our emotions and our feelings will follow.